Hi guys, and welcome back to another Kiru video. In today's episode, I'm going to be telling you all about the new Lacey Lennon Stroker. As always, don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button, and let's get into the video. Hi guys, I'm UK Daz, as always, and as I said at the start of the video, I will be telling you all about the new Lacey Lennon Stroker. If you don't know who Lacey Lennon is, she's an actress who works in the adult film industry, and she's also been nominated for loads of awards. So what's coming up in today's video? Well, I'm going to give you an unboxing like I do in all my videos. I'm then going to show you the toy itself and the sleeve, and if that wasn't enough, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about it, and I'm going to give you a review at the end. So as you can tell, there is lots coming up in today's video. I'm going to shut up and let's get into the unboxing video. Okay guys, like all my videos, I'm going to start off by showing you the outside of the box. This is to show that the toys are discreet when they're shipped. There was a shipping label, but there was no mention of Kiru on the outside of the box. So let's open it up and show you what's inside. Now there are two toys in this box. One is the Lucy Lennon Stroker that we're here to review. The other is the new Luxus Clip Vibrator and Cock Ring. This is a new toy designed for couples, and it's been designed to be used whilst having intercourse. But that's coming up for a later video. So we're going to put that to one side and we're going to take a better look at the Lacey Lennon Stroker. On the left hand side of the box, it also tells you what attachments it's compatible with. As you can see, it's compatible with the Kiru key and the power blow and the Kiru control. On the back, it tells you a little bit more about the stroker and how it's made. And finally, on the right hand side of the box, it shows you the stroker from the front angle and it gives you a side view of the internal sleeve. Anyway, we're not here to look at the box, we're here to talk about the stroker. So let's open it up and get inside. At the top of the box, you can see that we've got the cap of the toy, which is held in place by a piece of cardboard. This holds the stroker in place during shipment. To remove it, all you need to do is unscrew the lid, slide it off, and screw the lid back on. We're now going to take a look at the stroker itself. So we're going to spin the stroker around and we're going to pull and twist the main lid. As much as I'd like to, I can't show you the front of the stroker. And the reason for that is because YouTube will ban me, or at the very least, it will remove this video. If you want to see full pictures, you can check out my website, which is linked in the description below. You'll first need to remove it from the case. To do that, hold on to the front of the sleeve, pull it and slide it out. As I'm sure you can see in the video, that it is super soft and flexible. So as I said, I'm going to turn the sleeve inside out so you can see what the texture is like inside. And as you'll see inside, there are lots of rectangles that run the length of the sleeve. And if I flip it round and show you from the other end, you'll see that they run right to the top. Whenever you're putting your sleeve back into the tube, you need to make sure that it lines up with the ridge that runs around the top. As you can see, there's a groove that runs around the outside of the sleeve, and this is where the ridge on the tube needs to sit. When you finish using your sleeve and it's clean and dry, all you need to do is put the cap back on. As I said earlier in the video, you can add other Kiru attachments to your Lacey Lennon Stroker. To add something like the Kiru Power Blow or the Kiru Control, all you need to do is unscrew the top of the stroker, then screw on your Power Blow or your Kiru Control, and you're now ready to start using it. If you haven't seen either of these two attachments, you can find reviews of them on my website. The link for that is in the description below or on my profile. So there you have it guys, that's what you get when you buy the new Lacey Lennon Stroker from Kiru. The next thing I'm going to do is tell you a little bit more information about the toy itself. The overall toy length measures 235mm with a diameter of 85. The sleeve measures 220mm with a diameter of 84mm. The recommended use size for the sleeve is 20mm to 45mm. For you Americans, this is 0.7 inches to 1.7 inches. And you must remember that's the diameter measurements. The overall tube and sleeve weight is 800 grams. So I think this is all the boring information out of the way. It's review time. So I did use this on the first night of receiving it. I was a little backed up and I wanted to try it as soon as I could. I've always been a big fan of Kiru Strokers. I've got about six of these now and they've always been extremely well made and there's lots of attachments that go with them. The textures inside are super stimulating and they also feel extremely soft. As I showed you earlier in the video, there are lots of rectangles that run along the inside of the sleeve. And it's these rectangle edges that give you the stimulation whilst you're using the stroker. So if you ever do get bored of using your hands, you can always use the Power Blow or the Kirukian. The Power Blow, as I said earlier in the video, causes suction. So all you do is take the top off, replace it with the Power Blow, and it starts sucking. And if you ever get bored of using your hands, then you can always go for the Kian. The Kian turns this fully automatic, and with the table clamp, it will make it hands-free. If I had to give this a rating, I would go higher end, because these have always been consistently well made. I have also noticed that there is lots of you watching the videos and not hitting that subscribe button. Please do subscribe, as it does share this video with more people. If you have been inspired to buy yourself a Lacey Lennon stroker or any of the attachments, please do use the link in the description below. It is an affiliate link. It doesn't cost you any more to use, but it does give me a very small percentage of Kiru's profits should you buy something, which in turn helps me make more of these videos. If you have any questions, feel free to drop them in the comments box below on my blog, or come and find me on social media. All those links are also listed in the description below. That's it for this video, guys. Thanks for watching. Until next time, peace out.